Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At BP, we're putting words into action, making our strategy happen, growing our upstream rapidly and efficiently with seismic imaging tech. 6 discoveries in 2025. 2 in Egypt, 2 in Trinidad and Tobago, 1 each in the Gulf of America and Namibia, as part of plans to drill 40 wells globally by 2027, helping drive long-term shareholder value. Learn more at bp.com/strategy at work.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelmed.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to
you
can sip,
with us. I almost said another round.
I know.
Did
sometimes
you almost
when, usually I have to remind myself. Because we say welcome for a long time on both shows. So that's in the midst of the welcome is when I'm orienting, what am I welcoming them to? Which are we recording right now?
Do you ever second guess yourself?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And yes.
Oh, that's where we are.
Yeah. We landed it. We're here.
Yeah.
We're on the Tuesday show. And if you're wondering what another round is, that is our Friday show over on Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sip with us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. Sipping water midday. That's it. Anything great? Fun?
No, this is a flash faves. Okay, so this is an year old in and out job.
Right.
But I've got some I'm very excited about the faves that I'm bringing. I mean, I guess I don't want to overhype. But there's something on my list that really delivered.
Is worth the hype.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was an internet video that I saw.
Oh.
And I thought, trying this.
I have to pull up one of the internet videos that it's on my list. Like I wrote out that this is the best thing that I watched, but now I have to find it because that was like a couple of weeks ago.
You're digging. I feel like everybody should know that we are on the cusp just about to depart for our California trip.
Yeah.
It is knocking on the door. So by the time this airs, we'll already be back.
Right. Yeah. Man. Okay. So the update here is last night. This is why I'm like blowing in here.
Are you okay? Yeah.
We're fine. I'm fine. But I noticed like the last couple of days, Rev's nose seemed a little stuffy.
Oh no.
Yeah. And so I was like, what's going on? I don't know. Is it just allergies? Because normally the first sign of anything for her is the cough. Mm-hmm. But it was a stuffy nose. So I was like, and there was no cough. Like, maybe it's just allergies. But yesterday I was like, so she's been going to camp. And because she's on winter break, but she's been going to camp. But I was like, well, if she is maybe getting sick or whatever, like in case she has a weakened immune system, I'm just going to keep her home for these 2 days because then we go, whatever. Anyway, so last night she starts coughing. And it happens at bedtime, of course, right? And it's coughing. But once she got into a deep enough sleep, like she was able to fall asleep, but then she came out sort of crying because it's disorienting, you know,
when
you
wake up and you're upsetting. Like,
and you're like, you're really tired, but your body is coughing. So we call it the cozy corner. I make her a little cozy corner in bed and try to like elevate things, you know?
Yeah.
And then she was able to sleep through the night. And I notice I now have anxiety, like if this happened. So then I had trouble sleeping last night because I'm just like waiting for her to come in.
Yeah.
But she didn't. She didn't come in. And then this morning she slept in pretty good. And so she got like a full 12 hours of sleep. So her body needed it, you know? But she was like, I was like, hey, how are you? And normally she's really happy in the morning and she was kind of sad. She's like, my cough. And John and I are both probably thinking the same thing. Like, what the hell does this mean? You know, what does this mean for us? And so I said, well, let's get you on the nebulizer. We got a breathing treatment going because she was coughing this morning and she was supposed to do something. Gramsci and Tito were supposed to take her and Mac for Christmas. Their Christmas gift was like this little adventure to the Crayola experience down here. They were so excited, but she was coughing. And so I was like, I just feel like she probably shouldn't. Because sometimes I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's sickness. I don't know if it's allergies. I don't know if it's just a little thing and she'll get over it. Like sometimes she just has a little bit of a cough and then she never gets sick and she gets through it.
Right.
But we canceled the Crayola experience and that was absolute utter devastation for Mac. So I felt really bad for him because he was really, really
sad. I'm sure you guys were hyping it up.
And he woke up at 6:45. And the first thing he said, when are Gramsci and Tito going to be here? And then he asked every 15 minutes, how much longer, how much longer, how much longer? Right? He's so excited. But it's this event. So it's like, I'm not going to ask them to take him and then do another thing, take her separately. Because then that's two times for them to do it, you know? So I knew we had to let him down. And also that's a part of life. So it's like,
Not that it's not happening. It's just not happening today, but that's hard.
But it was like throwing himself into the kitchen and just really upset. And I felt for him. Cause you know, when you're, I'm thinking I'll probably still be able to come for sure to LA.
Yeah.
But John probably can't. We'll see. Right. And that is disappointing.
Yep.
And I'm thinking like, I'm feeling that disappointment right now that Max, I get it. I get what you're feeling, buddy. Like you have this idea. You're very excited about something. You have an idea of how it's going to go. And then thing changes. I get it. Right. So I felt really bad for him, but anyway, and then she's fine. She's fine all freaking day. She's fine. I was running outside and she comes out. She said, can I run with you? And I was like, I don't think you should run, babe, but like we could walk. We walked to the park and she wasn't like jumping around at the park. She was making me pizza at the park. To like refuel from my run.
Sure.
And with rocks and flowers and leaves. And it was
perfect.
The cutest.
I love
but no
pizza.
Cough, nothing. And she's like in great mood, great spirit. She's very happy. So it's like the nighttime is tough. So I feel like it's going to be a game time decision on if John comes or not, but like she's doing great today.
Yeah.
And
let's hope she does great tonight.
Right. Yeah. That's it. And I said, because I know some people are going to listen to this, like everybody is constantly judging me. That's just the way that everybody's judging everybody. But like, I know that there are people here that don't give me the benefit of the doubt. And so you're like, you're going to leave your sick kid. But like, yeah, I will probably. If she was devastatingly sick, no, I'm not leaving her. Like we would cancel. Or John would stay back. I just know that there's going to be some judgment on this. But I have to trust, and you guys should just trust, that everybody is doing the best that they can for their families, right? And like kids are the number one priority. So I'm just hoping that she's fine, but she's very excited for Carly to come, the babysitter that we have. Yeah. So I asked her, are you okay if Carly comes, you know, tomorrow? And she's like, yes! She like really wants Carly to come, right? So as long as she's sleeping and like, If she just has to be on nebulized, Carly knows about that. She knows about Revy's asthma. She's been with us for a couple years now. She met her at school.
Yeah.
So she's like very comfortable. And when we do date night, Rev will have to do inhalers and stuff. And so Carly knows about those things. So I feel like she'll be in good hands as long as it's not like a big flare. If it's a
escalated,
big flare, that's an all night thing where you're not sleeping. Rev's distraught. Yeah. It's incredibly challenging. So like that's a job really only a parent probably can do.
Yep.
But last night was not that. And today's good, promising. So
fingers crossed.
I'm hoping it's just like a little tiny thing and then her body's able to work through it. Cause that's what she has had that before too. So, oh my God. But so she's home. Yep. And so John and I are, you know, juggling, trying to like get things done. He's got stuff he wants to do. I have stuff I want to do, but also, you know, she wants to spend time with us and play and like whatever. So then I showered and we're doing it. We're getting it done. That was the change from you and I recorded yesterday.
Yeah.
And all systems go. And then last night, the
things can just, that's what you call turning on a dime.
Turning on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this is good timing for a Flash Faves episode.
Right. Yeah.
You can get back to it. This is
Speed
Train.
Did you finish telling them about another round, or did I interrupt?
I did a very high level.
Did we say where you can find that episode? Because I feel like you brought up Patreon, and then I said, speaking of, what's changed?
Well,
like, I feel like I don't know if we closed
it. patreon.com/ you can sip with us. Go there, $5 a month. You can access every Patreon episode we've ever recorded. You can binge years worth at this point of content. So 10 out of 10 recommend. And that's the vibe over there. I mean, this is our... We have segments here and ads, and this is, you know, your legitimate podcast. Right. And there's nothing legitimate about Friday. Mm-mm.
No, but it's my favorite one to record. Probably because it's our catch-up sesh. Because it's like hanging out with besties.
Yes.
We're just showing up. We're doing life over there. You know, this is a little more planned, thought through, thoughtful.
Yes.
But that one, you get what you get.
The real deal. You know? Mm-hmm. The real deal.
Yeah, the real deal.
All right. So do you want to start with your faves? Or do you want me to take
the bull
by the horns?
Well, yeah, you go, because I'm going to look for this one video.
Okay.
And I want to hear that thing you're talking about.
Okay. I don't know if it's going to blow your mind because it's not gluten-free.
Oh.
But maybe it will blow your mind for gluten-free noodles that you cook in the future. I'll lead with this. This is going to be my last, but it'll be my lead hit. All right. So I saw on Twitter this video. And it was a video of macaroni and cheese preparation, which in boxed macaroni and cheese, which how many times have you made boxed macaroni and cheese? Like a billion, right?
A billion.
There's a way you do it. You cook the noodles in water. You drain the noodles. I like to make the sauce beforehand where you're dumping the butter and the milk and the cheese and you're getting that all ready and smooth. And then you add your noodles back in and serve. So I saw this video and the caption was, wait a second, ... You know, one of those.
Right.
I said, okay.
Clickbait.
And before you know it, here I am watching this 3-minute video, which online feels like 5 years.
Right. Yeah. I mean, 3 minutes is major. Yeah.
And I'm enthralled because what I'm seeing is a pan of or a pot of macaroni and cheese noodles get dumped into the pot and then covered with about an inch of water. So you cover the noodles with about an inch of water. Mm-hmm. Then you put it on the heat. But then before you do, like, they turn on the heat and instantly dump in the cheese.
Okay.
So all of a sudden things are different.
Oh, the powdered cheese?
The powdered cheese is in the water
immediately
as it's heating up.
Whoa.
Now, I want to backtrack a little bit and say, because now I'm telling you how to make this. I want to backtrack a little bit and say the water ratio is important. Okay. Half an inch to an inch of water over the noodles.
Yeah.
Get that sucker going. So you're cooking the noodles in water and powdered cheese.
Okay.
So I'm hooked. I'm like, what's going
to happen? I could do this because they have gluten-free cheese. Like Bonza is gluten-free. I could do this.
Right.
This does apply to me. Okay. I'm like,
what's going to happen next?
What is going to happen next?
So it's cooking and they don't tell you how long to do things, right? So I knew right away, I'm like, I'm definitely trying this no matter what happens. And then second of all, you got to go with your heart. This is one of those you got to cook with your heart thing. I don't know how long they cooked it for, but what you see is over time, the water reduced down as the noodles get cooked. What I found was that, this happened where it's all of a sudden, it's not the majority of water. It's just you're seeing these noodles kind of become one with the cheese and the water. And this happened over like 10 to 11 minutes, which is about the amount of time you're cooking it anyway. Okay.
Okay.
You don't strain it.
Okay.
You don't need to. So now you don't have to use a strainer. Not that mac and cheese isn't already easy, but it's even easier because you're not dirtying up a strainer or having to
transfer. I actually think using a strainer is a rant of mine. Because it feels like you have to, it's like a cumbersome to wash. Mm-hmm. You know, it's annoying to wash and you aren't really using it for that long.
Yes.
So it feels like a step that just sucks.
Yeah, you don't, you know, it's like cumbersome to wash and yet it's like just noodles that have touched this.
All that it is noodles, but they're like starchy. So you've got
starchy,
like,
yes.
Anyway, I'm
so you don't have to use the strainer. Yeah. So then what you do is you take your butter. It's usually like, a tablespoon or two?
Yeah.
And so after the cheese is reduced into the noodles and the noodles are cooked, and it's still going to look a little bit liquidy, but not much. Then you're folding the butter and you're kind of stirring that in, right? Mm-hmm. And then you see it kind of start to come together. And then you do your like milk. Then you do that at the as the last step. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching this video and it's creamy AF. It is so creamy.
Wow.
Like way creamier and way smoother. And I think it's the powdered cheese because it's be getting really hot. Mm-hmm. And
like
then,
emulsifying into the noodle. It's like seeping into the noodle. It's soaking into the noodles.
Yes. And I kind of went a little heavier on the milk than normal because at that point it just was looking really good and creamy and yummy. And then I, and then they also, and so did I, added extra cheese, like a nicer something from the fridge, like a shredded. Like a,
something sharp cheddar or something.
And like I used, I had like some of that fine shredded Mexican cheese in my fridge. I actually just like put a little sprinkle of that and then so then it became, you know, a little more, it actually got a little bit too stringy, so then I added a little more milk because I wanted that creamy look back. But I will tell you what, and the taste was better.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Significantly better. So you flip the order and do it this way, eliminate the strainer, creamier, better, way, way better. So,
and you don't have to measure the water. You just eyeball like about an inch above the noodles.
Yeah.
Wow.
If that. Like somewhere in between probably a half inch and an inch.
Wow.
Right?
Yep.
All right. We talked about this on Patreon, so I'm not going to belabor this, but I told Ashley this. It's something she recommended to me. Connections, the New York Times word puzzles. We've been texting each other now every day, whether we get the connections or not.
So fun to have this with you because you've been a Wordle girl for a long time.
Yep.
You've shared some other games and I haven't been into those games. They're too hard for me. Even I went back to Wordle yesterday and the first word I guess was bingo. And so I got the N and the G and then I can't think of another single word that has an N and a G there. So I'm done. And I did a right. But connections.
That's up your alley.
That's right up my alley.
Yeah. Finding little patterns and puzzles and bringing it together. Even if you get it wrong, just trying is still fun. Yeah. Like today we both got it wrong. Got very turned around again. And I'm actually, I've been thinking a couple times today, I'm a little pissed because the group that I had at the end, I really thought I had it.
It was
It was the number, you know, the groups of like number sets or something. And I put 10 there was in there and it was gross. 10.
There was a dozen. There was a pair. I thought those, it was going to be like number groups or whatever. And there was a number, but I don't remember what the other one was. Anyway.
And you know what I also hate? You are getting turned around, but you're pretty certain. Because my last guess, I was like, shoot, I didn't write down my guesses. So I don't know if I have already guessed this. Am I guessing the same one twice wrong?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I think I did that too.
You have been sharing on your stories, and I think you shared it here. I know you shared it here too. The King Coffee with the mushrooms.
Yeah.
Okay. I bought it. I like it. I'm in on this concept, but here's my issue. And I have it and I'm going to keep buying it, but it ain't cheap. Like this is like $65 coffee, and I should probably buy it wholesale.
Yeah. You need to get it on wholesale because it's about, you save like 40%.
Well, that I made a mistake. I bought it on Amazon.
Yeah. I bought it on Amazon first too to see if I liked it. And then I did like it. And so then I signed up for the whole, and you pay like $30 or something for the wholesale account. And then you save, you know, anyway.
We should bring some of this for the hotel.
Oh, it's easy I've got it. I'm packing. I've got it. I'm not going without it. I love it.
So here's the other. So what I was doing, because I also really like a strong, it's not strong enough for me from an espresso standpoint. I like a strong, you know me, I like my espresso.
Yeah.
So what I was doing is I was like, all right, I want to stretch this a little further. So I was doing a half a packet plus my espresso and mixing it together. And then I was getting 2-for-1 on the days. And then I thought, I wonder if there's, I looked at the ingredients of the mushrooms. Mushrooms are mushrooms, but there was like specific verbiage that they had on type. Yeah. So I just did some browsing and I found this Nature Realm, NatureRealm. It's $28. Great reviews on Amazon. Great, like the ingredients check out. There were a couple different options, but it's basically, it's not coffee. It's just the ground mushroom
lion's
part.
Or something?
Yeah,
or
it's got lion's mane in it and reishi.
Okay.
And you take just a half teaspoon. and add it to your coffee. So I got that as well. So I can get the King and this for like my second cup. So I have two cups of coffee a day. So one is going to be the King, half of the King packet and my espresso. And then the other one is just my normal espresso. And this will supplement it because I instantly liked it. And I don't know if it's one of those things where you are imagining things.
Yeah.
But it feels
if it's placebo.
Like it helps make me not as – did you say this helps make you not as jittery
I don't
after
feel
coffee?
Any jitters with it. It's
makes
crazy.
It
and I also
–
sometimes it hurts my stomach. Like the acidity of it will give me like digestive upset. I don't get that at all with it. It is very smooth. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it.
And did you go to
lot.
Her highlights, Emily's highlights on the mushroom? It's very compelling, the healing properties of the reishi that they put in it. And there are different ones. You don't have to necessarily do King. King is the only one with the reishi spores, which I think is why it's so expensive. But they have some other ones. They have a royal and a black and a latte. I'll bring some. Because when you sign up for a wholesale membership, they send you a sampler pack too.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I got the mocha, hot chocolate, latte, and black or one. Anyway, but the King is the most expensive, but they have other ones that have some of those medicinal properties.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. Okay. Two more because this is flash faves. I bought Chris a stocking stuffer that I then went and bought for myself. Mm-hmm. So normally I have my desk and I just have my phone when I'm at my desk laying on my desk.
Yeah.
Right?
Just right there. Yeah.
But I don't always want the volume on.
Right.
And I also feel like I can miss things like calls or whatever if it's laying flat because it's not in my
and you don't wear an Apple Watch. Right.
I don't wear an Apple Watch anymore.
Yep.
Maybe that'll change with all this glucose stuff that they might be doing. But anyway, that aside, I bought this nice little cell phone desk. Here, you can see. Can you see?
Oh, right. A little stand. Oh, that's cute.
This little stand. It's cute. It's rose gold. It perfectly fits my phone. And then it just stands up. And so it's nice because I can have my phone on silent, but it also just is kind of nice that it's upright. Like almost like not another screen, but I just got my little setup and I've got one of my other stocking stuffers was a coffee warmer. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh,
and I think
like the Ember, but
not the mug. It's like just the stand. So I got my little corner over here, but this is I can't read my own writing. Don't you hate it? Urmust, URMUST desk cell phone stand, $9 on Amazon. Easy. Great little investment. Okay, last thing. On New Year's Eve, our friends brought over this game that they were gifted for Christmas. Mm. And it's a kids game. Okay. So they thought, we'll play as like the families. So what happened was we tried to corral these children over to play with us. And they were more interested in other things, playing with each other. They had their own idea of what they wanted their entertainment to be. But we just kept trying. And then as we were trying to get them interested in it, we're playing it to like show them, right?
Yeah.
But
what
happened was it turned into us just playing this children's game.
Right, and the adults playing the
children's game. Then we started making bets.
Ooh, good. Yeah.
It was ridiculous, but we had the best freaking time. And I do stand by Ben and I were playing it this morning before he went to school over breakfast. So it's called Rattlesnake Jake. It's $20 on Amazon.
I've seen that.
It is ridiculous.
I feel like when I was looking
for
holiday
things. It's kind of like Pop the Pirate.
Yeah.
In the sense that it's that easy.
Okay.
But it's this snake that has a little hat on it. Uh-huh. And it has in its little like nest that it's coiled up around, it has a pot of gold.
Okay.
And you just take turns trying to take gold out of Rattlesnake Jake. It's very easy to take gold out, you know.
Yeah,
but every once in a while when you go to take gold, he rattles at you and his little tail rattles. And then randomized for someone, he'll pop out and you got to give the gold back.
That's it? You just give the gold back? You don't die or anything?
Well, I don't know what – I actually haven't read the rule book, but we had it originally where you had to give the gold back, and then we – because we played this for a while. Then it was sudden death.
Yeah.
Right, where you're just
right,
out.
You're knocked out. You're dead.
There's also a coin you could flip, and if you want to play with the coin – then you have the, if it's heads, you have the opportunity to take another gold and risk getting bit, right? Mm. Or if it's a tail, you have to give back to the pot. Okay. Okay. But I'll tell you what, when this little rattlesnake Jake jumps, it's a full lurch. Its head pops out towards you. And I have screamed, legit screamed every single time, which makes it exponentially more
fun. Yes. Wow.
It's fun.
Okay, but the kid, so it's not even a kid's game at this point. It's just for the adults.
Yeah. But like I said, Ben and I were playing this morning, but he doesn't like it when the rattlesnake lunges at him.
Yeah,
and so he would only play with me if the rattlesnake was facing me the whole time. He likes it when I scream. He thinks laughs and thinks it's very funny, but he doesn't want to look into his eyes. So, but I very much recommend it.
It's a hit. We had, you know, that little alligator one where you push the teeth down and then it chomps you. We bought that for like a restaurant activity, but Rev said, ixnay on the Gatorade. I will not be playing this game.
Yeah.
So I feel like she wouldn't love but that was a couple years ago or a year ago or something. Maybe
I mean, the sudden scary stuff, you know, there's something to that for sure.
Yeah.
But recommend it. I recommend it.
Great.
All right.
We got another little fave here. Caraway.
Mm-hmm.
So when brands come to us and they say, hey, are you interested in partnering? We turn down several. And then there's some that we're like, yeah, I think that'd be good. But Caraway was one that I was excited to try that has absolutely blown me away with how much I really like it. Like, I was excited because it's really cute, like pretty kind of, you know, kitchenware. So I like, you know, and I like that aesthetic aspect or whatever, but then the quality of it is like, I just find myself wanting to bake. They have, you know, pots and pans. They have a bakeware set. I ended up also purchasing their Tupperware container because I love that the ceramic coating is, you know, totally nonstick, but it also has no toxins in it. So you can feel really good. There's no hard to pronounce chemicals that'll leach into any of your food or anything, right? It's a chemical-free ceramic coating. And so now I'm just like a massive Caraway fan. It also, there's so many collections that you guys can check out, and there's something for every kind of cook. So I found it to be a staple in my kitchen. And you got the pots and pans, right?
I did. Yep.
And big fan.
Big fan.
You're cooking in them. I mean, the naturally slick surface of the ceramic pan means you use minimal oil or butter. I also noticed that I make banana bread a lot and I barely even have to grease it because it just slides right out. I love it. Makes it so super easy cleaning. And it's not just us guys. They've got over 65,000 people that have rated 5 stars for their Caraway kitchen. So now it's time to try it for yourself.
Visit carawayhome.com/sip to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/sip or use code SIP at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. All right.
All right. I'm going to hit you with some faves. Okay. So another Emily Morrow thing, she talks about I don't remember if I said this last week, or last time we did this, but she talks about that actually cooking in oils, even like high heat oils, like avocado oil, coconut oil, olive oil. I haven't been cooking in olive oil for a while because of its low heat. Whatever, but okay. I was using avocado and coconut, and she says even that can produce toxins. So she recommends cooking in tallow, butter, or ghee. And I've been cooking in butter, you know, in like the meals that we get sent to our house, and then you cook them.
Yeah.
Well, it says like put oil in. I would do it for butter, and it is. I feel like it just elevates the dish. It just feels fancier and it tastes really good.
I mean,
and
you're also getting cooking butter. Yeah, hell yeah.
Just do butter, guys, instead of oil. And then she's like, eat oils raw, like put them in salad dressings, drizzle them on things, put them in hummus, like things that you're not cooking at a high heat. But if you're using higher heat, like anything in a pan and you want this to melt, butter or ghee or tallow is the way to go.
Okay.
So, okay.
Noted. And fully embracing that.
Fully embrace, right? I'm like, so yeah, exactly. Say less. Best thing that I read, I actually listened to it, but I've heard about this book for several years. It's called The Four Agreements. Have you heard of it or read it?
I feel like I've heard of it.
I mean, I feel like it's pretty popular in the like self-help world. So there are four agreements that are supposed to make your life better. Four ways to change your life. Number one is be impeccable with your word. And what he means by that. So I listened to it. It's like a quick read. It's pretty short. It's only like 2 hours and 20 minutes or something to listen to. So I listened to it and then I listened to it again because I just want it to kind of sink in. But the first agreement is be impeccable with your word. And what I thought he meant by that was like your word is your bond. But, and so like, be, you know, stay true. But he also means like, be mindful of the way that you speak about yourself, about others. Like words matter and your brain is always hearing what you're saying, whether you say it out loud or just in your head, right? So like speaking with integrity, saying only what you mean, staying away from using words, language to speak negative of yourself or talk about others, and instead use your word, the power of words to, you know, cultivate like more love and truth. So I love that one. My very favorite one, and this is why I decided to pick up the book finally after years of it being recommended. The second agreement is don't take anything personally. And listening to the, and that is like, I just think it is so, if we could do this, it would, we would all live in a very different world.
Yeah.
Because when we take things personally, we get defensive, then we can get like mean or we can get desperate or whatever. One of the things that he says in there is like everybody is walking around with wounds and you think that like someone hurt you, but what's actually happening is you have a wound and I touched it, or I have a wound and you touched it, right? That's what's like, you hurt me, but actually you just said some words. I already had a wound and you touched it. And I love like this thinking, nothing really has anything to do with you. Nothing others do is because of us. It's a reflection of their own reality. And so when you're unaffected by the opinions and actions and whatever of others, words of others, then you sort of set yourself free from suffering that has nothing to do with you, right? So that's the one that I really want to work on the most. Number three is don't make assumptions. So asking questions and being more curious about, instead of just making assumptions of what they meant, right? Or assuming that they know what you meant, having courage to ask questions and expressing what you really want, communicating as clearly as possible to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, drama, stories that aren't serving you. And then the fourth one is always do your best. And I love the way that he talked about this, because that's something that I think most of us are doing, but we're not really acknowledging it for ourselves sometimes, or giving other people the benefit that they're doing their best, right? And so he's, his thing is like, your best is going to change from moment to moment and as you learn and grow. And he's like, you know, your best is going to look different when you're sober versus when you're, you know, intoxicated. Your best is going to look different when you're tired versus well rested versus when you're in, you know, young kids at home versus pre-kids, or when they're more self-sufficient, when you're thriving at work versus when you're under stress. Like your best is, and you're always, you know, that person. But that's one thing that I've really been for myself lately. Just, I'm going through a, you know, you guys know, intense growth period, and just reminding myself like, I can't go back and change anything that I've done, but I had to do those things to learn this area about myself. And then I can continue to do better, right? Like if I could have done better back then, I would have. And it just, I didn't have any awareness to doing better. Yeah. So forgiving myself that my best then is not as good as I want to be, but I can continue to like just know that I'm doing my best, and also giving other people the grace of knowing like they're doing their best too. Even when they're acting in a way that you don't like or that's hurtful, whatever, it's like they're doing their best, you know? So the four agreements, super quick read. Read it. I highly recommend. Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like that would be good for like everybody.
Yes.
To read.
Yeah. And I like that it's so short, you know?
Yeah.
The best thing that I watched is a TikTok, and that's the one I was trying to find. I can't find it, so I'm just going to paraphrase it. But she talked about everyone thinks that we get sick in the winter because there's like more bugs going around, or that there's just, what did she say? Why we think we're getting sick, that it's like colder out or something like that. And she's like, the reality is the reason that we get sick more is because we're indoors more, and the air inside our houses and restaurants and whatever is not being filtered. Like, it is way more full of toxins. And so we're constantly breathing it. And it was like a 3-minute video where she really went into the science and the data of it. But she's like, here's some things you can do, like get an air purifier. Absolutely. That should be mandatory in every home, maybe multiple, depending on the size. She's like, open your windows and doors every day if you can. Not like all day every day, but like let some fresh air come in and circulate, right? Because if you're breathing, she talked about like carbon dioxide and exhale. Like if you're indoors, it makes sense that we're just like breathing used air a lot.
Yeah.
And, right. Like with Revy doing this right now, I'm like, I need to really like be amping up our air filters because we're breathing what she's exhaling right now.
Yeah.
And she, you know, anyway, so I thought that was really interesting perspective of like, we're not getting sick because there's just more bugs. There's always this many bugs, but we are not in the filtration system, which is the outside air. We're spending more time outside when it's nicer.
Yeah.
But now, and so I was like, oh, fascinating. You know, yeah, wash your hands and do the things, but also just get outside if you can.
Fresh air, keep things moving.
Get some fresh air into your lungs
good
and into
to
your
do
home
that too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Best thing that I sipped, I think I might have referenced this recently, but it's called the Sleepy Girl Mocktail. And it is, I've seen it on TikTok a whole bunch. So I finally tried it. Organic tart cherry juice, 100% organic tart cherry juice, a few ounces of that. That has natural melatonin in it, so it helps your body.
Okay. I've heard kind of that, wind down like people at night. Eating cherries, like with long
plain. Or they have like tart cherry capsules that you can take.
Okay,
But I don't need more freaking pills to swallow, so I do the juice. I do probably like 4 ounces of that, a scoop of magnesium. You know, whatever kind of magnesium you've got. I've been using the Moon Juice brand.
Okay.
Put that in there, stir it up, and then you can top it with like plain water, sparkling water. I've been doing one of those probiotic like poppy drinks, one of those probiotic sodas. Topping that in, and it's like a really nice little mocktail at the end of the night, but it helps ease your body into a restful sleep.
I love that.
Sleepy Girl Mocktail. I think that's all. Is that all I have?
It's a flash.
I think that's it. That's my flash.
Well,
but I breeze through.
Let's bring it home with a little rant and rave. I got a rant for you. Last night, I was headed out. It was an evening with friends, and it was after the kids went down. And I was seeing a friend that I had some of her things. Okay. And Chris said, hey, don't forget to bring the things to your friend.
Right.
And I said, okay. I'll put them.
Okay.
I'm going to, you know, they round it up. I'm going to put it by the front door so that there's no way that I miss it.
Yeah.
This morning.
No way.
And this is a rant and a rant because I know when Chris has got me, he said, hey. And I knew right away. I was like,
right away.
There's something about
it. Hey, hon.
Hey.
Hey, hon.
Hey. How'd it go getting those things back? To her, and I knew right away. I was like, oh,
whoopsies.
Yeah. Just walked right past
him. Right by him. I'll put him right here. That way I have no chance of forgetting these.
Zero chance.
Zero chance I'll forget these.
Zero chance. I was like, oh, perfect.
Perfect. I've really
Next
set myself
time,
up.
I need to literally put them like where I would trip over them or just in my car. And even then, would I remember to take them out of my car?
Out of the car.
I need to put them around my neck. Like, I don't know how to trick future Colleen into into getting off the one track mind that I can be in. I'm like, what I go from point A to point B. Right. And I don't.
What could you do? Maybe you could set an alarm in your phone.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
To go off like 5 minutes before you're leaving or something.
Yeah, and then another one while I'm out.
Get out of the car.
And another one just as a precaution.
Yeah.
Because, man, I'm good at that. Mm-hmm. Just bypassing the mission. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, what's your rant?
Well, most top of mind right now is just asthma. I'm sure this has been a rant before, but it is so heartbreaking seeing your kid struggle, you know, and just like the frustration that she experiences. And when they're, and you know what it's like, we've all had those times where you're really sick and you have the coughing, right? But we haven't had, it's not like all of the time, every time we get sick, do we have that? But when someone has asthma, it is every single time. And it is so infuriating, I'm sure, right? And it's just like frustrating. I just feel bad for her. I'm not really scared anymore now that I know enough about, like in the beginning, it was scary. And now it's just like, man, you have the tools. Heartbreaking. And yes. And I know she'll be fine. Like, you know, we have the pulse oximeter, so I can always make sure if her breathing sounds scary, like I can always double check. And we've got the tools.
Setup, yeah.
But it is just, and I hear, you know, whenever I talk about it, which I don't talk about it on social anymore, but when I used to talk about this kind of stuff, just whatever with the kids, without fail, several asthma moms would be like, oh my gosh, I remember those sleepless nights or how painful that is and how hard it is to see and da da da, right? Mm. So it's just heartbreaking.
It's kind of one of those is what it is. In that sense. Yeah.
But a lot of them said, luckily mine grew, almost every one of them, I think, said, luckily mine grew out of it.
Yeah.
So hopefully Revy grows out of it. Because, it's not fair. Like, today she'd been totally fine. So she probably could have gone to the experience. But, like, there's so many things that we've had to cancel on or she hasn't been able to participate in. Mm-hmm. Not because she's sick, but because she can't function without coughing. Like, she can't, right?
Yeah.
Like, she just can't move or talk or do anything without coughing, which is not what's happening today. But it just reminded me of it. Like, I do have that anxiety now. How bad is this flare going to be? Like, is it going to be a major thing for a week? Or is it just going to be, like, a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But it's just like anytime your kid is going through something where, like, I'm sure anyone that has, you know, if there's like a learning difference where they have dyslexia or something and you just watch your kid struggle and they have to, it's a part of their experience and there's nothing you can do, right? You can help support them. You can get them the tools that they need to make it better or easier or whatever, advocate for them, but still.
Yeah. They're feeling it and therefore you're feeling it.
Yeah.
Because you're still connected too.
Totally.
Forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Anyway, asthma.
My rave. There are 2 days a week, 1 day a week, where this happens in the morning and it's wonderful. So 7:30 to 8 a.m. is that time of the morning where on weekdays where it is, I don't want to get my clothes on. I don't want to go to school. That's what we're experiencing. Yep. And not every day, but most days, it's like that's where if there's going to be a rubber that hits the road, it's in that. Let's get backpacks. Let's, you know.
Yeah, right.
And there's a couple things where if there's a really pretty sunrise or any kind of sunrise, Ben, come look at this sunrise. That'll get him out the door. Or sometimes you try to play games of like the train, the caboose, you know, the things aren't even, but that's some, you know, those tricks don't always work, but there's one thing that's going to work every single time.
We're late, the train's leaving the station.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Don't, where's your ticket? You know, we can make games out of it, but there's one thing that works every time. And I just want to say thank you publicly to everybody who operates a recycling truck, a trash truck, a street sweeper, any kind of, interesting truck.
Right. Something that's not just your general car cruising around the neighborhood.
That comes through our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And they come right at the right time. Today it was like 7:57. We're like, Ben, quick. And
hurry, get out.
Get out of here. Let's get in the car and follow it.
Yeah.
You know, and just like clockwork. It is awesome. Yeah. It is just awesome. And I hope the people who are driving know that they are heroes. One,
heroes.
Anyone's hard work is appreciated in this world. Mm-hmm. But like also you're doing the Lord's work to get kids out the door for school. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you. Heroes.
I know the car came mid meltdown.
Yeah.
This morning, in Max disappointment, the recycling truck drove by and I could see it. He was right at our house, right? He was right at our house. And I thought to myself, do I say something?
Right.
While he's laying on the ground, very upset, and try to get him out there and distract him because I know that that would make him happy. Or because it's already here, by the time he gets up, is it going to have gone and then we've just added to the devastation? So I just, I didn't tell him. I mean, I'm looking at it. I see it right there. But it's like, it's 30 seconds and there's only like three.
We do the chase. Houses. If we miss it, because there have been a couple mornings where we miss it, it's let's go chase him. We'll find
one. Let's chase him.
Yeah.
We'll find one. That's what Yeah, should have done that.
But if you're too far out, it is better to just let it ride.
Right. Yeah, don't let him know.
Don't poke. Yeah.
Right.
Don't point out missing the celebrity appearance. Right.
Okay, mine's a kid rave too. We have been on the struggle bus with Max Sleep.
Yeah.
Now, I can't give all the secrets away because this is someone's livelihood, but I am going to rave about the account is called Awesome Little Sleepers on Instagram. Yeah. She has a podcast. I checked out her account, looked at all of her highlights. I went to the podcast. None of that was helpful. And so I was like, she's telling you she's an expert, but she's not giving anything away.
Right.
So it's not like a lot of times I feel like people give all of the information and the reason you pay for the course is because then it's all consolidated.
Right.
And then you don't have to do any of the legwork of like running around town trying to find all the stuff you need to know. She does this thing where she's like, I'm going to position myself as an expert.
Yeah.
But if you want to believe me, you got to buy.
You got to pay for the
secret
sauce.
And it's an expensive program. It's like $500, $497 or whatever. I'm like, holy shit. And I can do this. I can do it on my own. But she runs specials very frequently, $200 off. So then it makes it $297, which is still more than I want to spend on something about sleep. Because like you think like sleeping and potty, it's like, well, they're going to learn it eventually, right? Yeah. They're going to, they'll figure it out. Do I really need to spend the money? Finally, last week, after, 6 months, we transitioned him in August to the big boy bed after 6 months of nearly every night 2 hour bedtimes where John and I are not getting any time together in the evening. Yeah. We were recording. Yeah. I don't know if it was Tuesday or if it was the Friday show, but I was like on there buying the course. I was like, I'm getting this. I'm going to pull it up right now. And I'm like buying the course. So I bought it. And I mean, there's nothing like groundbreaking and earth shattering. I think more than anything is that she gives you steps to follow and then permission to follow through. Yeah. Right. And one of the biggest things that like her first lesson, I feel like, is I need you to know that sleep is the most important thing. So no matter how much your child protests, you are doing this in the best interest of your kid. Mm. Right. When they say no, I'm afraid or I have to go potty or I need one more hug or I'm scared or whatever, just da 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 da. Right. All of those things. And it is really sad when your kid starts crying and they just want you and they want to be close to you. And I'm like, am I traumatizing them? Whatever. But she is like very reassuring. Like you are doing this in their best interests. Right. Mm. Like, just remember that and don't be thinking you're doing this for you. You are doing this for them. And I had to employ that as
she's coaching you so you can coach them.
Right.
Yes. It's like step one. We got to get the parents in line. Yes. Yes. Belief with it. Yes. With this. Yeah.
So we started it on New Year's Eve, actually. We reached out to a few people to make plans. And of course, nobody reached back out to us. So I was like, well, I guess we'll just be home tonight and we will start this thing.
Yeah.
So we put together, it was a collective, sit down, put together a bedtime routine, talk about what order he wants to do things, right? And then I drew a little chart with some pictures on it. And then we follow these steps. And then we talk about what nighttime is going to look like. And we did it.
Awesome.
And night one, he came out one time. Night two, he did come out three times. Night two was the hardest. Night three, he came out one time. Last night, he didn't come out at all.
Heck yeah. Go
and he's back. Like, and it's sleeping. So she also says that most kids are overtired. Most kids, anyone seven and under, she said need to be in bed by eight.
Yeah.
Anyone seven and under.
I believe
And so she's like, if they're waking up early, you think, oh, I need to push bedtime later. You actually need to push it earlier. Mm. So if he doesn't, she has this like graph for their age when bedtime needs to start based on, and so he's at the point where he's like, some days he naps, some days he doesn't. So if he doesn't nap, bedtime starts at 7:15. If he does nap, bedtime starts at 7:45. Mm-hmm. And he is lights out. She's like, you need to catch them before they get that second wind. And I think that was the thing for us, was Mac was catching his second wind.
Yeah.
And then he's not tired until after 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. So now he's in bed by, like, last night we started bedtime routine at 7:15. I put him down. We read the book. Yeah. We do the thing, whatever. I'm out of his room by 7:30. And then he slept till 6:45 this morning. And he's been doing that, like, you know, almost 12 hours every night. It has been. So moral of the story is, Awesome Little Sleepers is who I purchased through. She's amazing. You can go see if you can go find resources that are helpful to you. But she also has a 30-day money-back guarantee. I am a living testament that this works. But also, I think the other rave in this is, like, if you're thinking about something and you need help with something and someone is an expert, especially if they've got a money-back guarantee, it's probably going to be money well spent.
Yeah.
Just buy the course. Support the small creator. And, like, if you don't like it, then you can get your money back, or if it doesn't work or whatever. But, man.
Yeah, tried and true things that work, and just having a plan also is just, it's nice to not feel lost in the forest, but to have a map that you're just,
right.
We're following directions.
That's it. Yeah. She gave us the map.
That was really clutch for us with Ben and potty training, was that book that we bought. I talked about it however long ago, years ago now, but just having a plan. It's like, there's lots of different ways to skin the cats.
Right.
That's a weird analogy, but there's lots of different methods, and just like finding a good one and following through is just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, all roads lead to Rome, but some roads are going to take you on a really long, annoying,
windy
detour.
Yeah. Right. You just don't need to go.
Or
on.
You can just take the short
road. Spare
yourself. But go with an expert. Anyway. Yes.
Yeah. I'm so happy. Ooh. That's awesome.
It's unbelievable. Yay. Yeah. It's cool. Truly, like, I'm like, well, not great for all you, these kids that you're saying it works for. Not mine.
Yeah.
It did.
Bingo.
It's amazing. Yeah.
All right. We love you all.
Oh, have do we ever.
Tell a friend, slam the 5-star. Just, you know, we appreciate you being here. We appreciate you listening to the pod. Keep doing that. You can sip with us always.
And
we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
We
sign
me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.